Well, I heard this a long time ago, I think back when I was at Kent State, and I've kind of adapted it a little bit. But I think I really tried to instill in the kids, whether it was just the students at Weston or in particular the athletes, there's a lot of temptations out there, probably even more so for the kids today. But I always used to try to leave them at the end of practice or many times at the end of a health class weekend coming up. If you want to soar with the eagles during the day, you can't be running with the donkeys at night.
One more time for everybody.
If you want to soar with the eagles during the day, you can't be running with the donkeys at night.
Welcome to Castle's Corner Podcast, and thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Tommy Castle. I'm honored this week to welcome my old athletic director from Weston High and Pete Foley on Castle's Corner, as well as his son, Mike Foley, and swimming star Sean Devlin to Castle's Corner. Guys, thanks so much for joining Castle's Corner.
Thanks for having us.
Now we have a little awkward situation here where my mic is not working, so we're all sharing the same mic. So excuse the maybe little pauses and brief hiatus from talk, but this is the first on Castle's Corner. But I wouldn't expect anything worse from having my old AD in here putting a jinx on me while we discuss stuff. So. With me is Whalen boys swimming coach Mike Foley, and like I said, Whalen boys swimming star Sean Devlin, and former Weston AD Pete Foley. Now, Whalen boys swimming is off to a perfect 15-0 start this season after sweeping a recent quad meet. Devlin won both of the 50 and 100 yard freestyle in the victory, while Mike also oversees the girls team, who is 11-3 after sweeping their own recent quad meet. So, Sean, I'm going to start with you. How do you feel how the season's gone so far?
We expected it to be a good season, but so far, I mean, I think we're doing better than we thought even. We had some new kids come in, breaststroker, sprint free, and we've just been doing really well. Starting off 15-0, always great, and ready to keep it going.
So like I said, this is going to be a little, you know, give and take here with the microphone, but 15-0 is a great start. Now, Mike, what are your thoughts on how the season's transpired so far?
Real happy with the way everything's gone so far this year. You know, the bar was set high after the successes we were fortunate to have last year. We had a good chunk of the team returning this season, and as Sean mentioned, we have some younger guys coming in who have helped out quite a bit, but you know, they put a lot of pressure on themselves, and the coaches are asking them to rise up and perform better than they did last year. And I would say to this point in the season, a good chunk of our team is performing better than they did, you know, mid-January last season. So we're excited for the challenges that still lie ahead of us coming into February and championship season.
Now, if there's anyone that knows about championship season, it's the guy sitting to your right, Mike, and your father and Pete Foley. If anyone has seen more swimming in their day, I don't know who it would be other than you, Coach Foles. So as a former swimming coach at Weston and now an MIA official, kind of wearing a bunch of different hats for the MIA, you've seen a lot of swimming. Have you caught any of Whalen's meets this year so far?
Yes, I have. I was very impressed. There's always the annual showdown with Weston right before Christmas break, last day of school. And the meet was over at Weston, and it's not too often where someone comes into Weston and is able to beat the Red Tide, and the Whalen boys did that this year. I happened to catch their meet yesterday, and Sean had a great race. There's a nice young up-and-coming sophomore, Tyler Rothke, down at Nantucket, and he and Sean went head-to-head in the 100, and it was probably one of the best races I've seen in season in quite a while.
As we play Russian roulette here, or whatever you want to call it, with the microphones, once again, please bear with us. But Sean, Coach Foles had mentioned you kind of going head to head with the kid from Nantucket, and you know, being one of the top swimmers. You had a great season last year as well, and you guys won a state title. So, what was that experience like for you as a junior to reach the pinnacle of your sport and come home with a state championship trophy?
Yeah, I mean, last year was very unexpected, but it was just an awesome year all around. Everyone on the whole team did such a great job, especially at the state meet, that it was I mean, it was one of the better days of my whole entire life. I can say that in truth. My brothers were there watching us, and it was just a very good family event as well as a team event. And it was just amazing. I don't know how else to describe it.
Well, if you can't describe it any other way, I'm going to ask your coach there. Coach, what was it like, you know, being there and seeing you guys win a state title last season?
It was a very special day. You know, it's a lot of fun as a coach when everything just happens to come together right at the right time, and everyone performs so well, and the teams just got each other back, and one kid swims and drops a ton of time, and the next guy goes up and drops more time, and it's just exciting event after event. And you know, I was fortunate to be coaching a group of talented individuals last year, but the day in itself, it doesn't get any sweeter. I mean, and you look forward to trying to do it again, and we've been blessed that, you know, we've won a couple in the past, but trying to win again is obviously the big challenge. We're on to the next season now.
Well, in true Belichickian form, you know, on to the next one, no days off. Coach Foley, in 2007, that was your final year as athletic director of Weston, and I believe one of your swim teams won a state title, but then the other was going up against your son here next to you. Can you tell me about that day and how it all transpired?
Well, it was actually my last day as a swimming coach. On Saturday, our boys' team had won the state meet. On Sunday, our girls were fired up to actually win Weston's first girls' state championship, and it just didn't come about. There was a young whippersnapper as a coach who got his girls to perform better than ours. It was my last meet, and he gave me a nice send-off into retirement. But it was bittersweet, and if I had to lose state championship, it couldn't have been any better than to lose it to my son.
You know, well said. As a former Wildcat alum, I, you know, I was probably rooting for the Cats that day. I had a couple friends on the team, on both the boys and girls. But like you said, it couldn't happen to a better guy here, I guess. I guess you'll be the judge for that as it comes. I'm only going to talk to Mike on the phone a couple times. Speaking of on the phone, Whalen Swimming has quite the challenging names, especially on the girls' side. And on a weekly basis, we talk to Mike on the phone here at the Metro West Daily News, and I can't tell you how appreciative I am that you know all the names and spell them out correctly for us each time. Even Sean's names can be a little difficult sometimes for us here at the Metro West, as Sean only has one E in his last name of Devlin. Anyway, we're getting off track here, so let's take a quick break on Castle's Corner, and when we come back, we'll dive more into swimming.
This is Castle's Corner.
Back here on Castle's Corner, I'm joined by Whalen senior Sean Devlin, Whalen swim coach Mike Foley, and longtime Weston athletic director, retired now but still active, even though he's wearing a boot on his foot right now. I'd like to hear what happened there, Pete Foley. So we are sharing a mic, so bear with us. Again, we are passing the mic around, all four of us, so in between questions and transitions, you'll see hear a little bit of a pause. But Sean, this past fall, you also started on the football team. Ton of tough luck season for you guys. Not the best record in the world, but a winning record still. But when we were following you along, we knew you guys were a lot better than your record might have indicated. A couple tough losses in overtime, late in games. Can you tell me a little bit about your final season on the football field?
Yeah, it was a great season, all in all. I mean, we really had a really good team and lots of camaraderie with our players. I think it was definitely my favorite season out of all 3 years. Just being a senior, and senior football is just special, as senior sports are special. But like you said, it was tough because we knew the team we could have been, and we just fell short in three games in the regular seasons. We lost, and then in playoffs on an untimed play, a field goal to go out that way, it was tough. But as soon as we got into the loser's bracket, we started playing and dominated teams, which was nice. It was a good way to end it, but we definitely thought we could have been better, and people knew that, like you said, that we were a lot better than we were.
Now, I know at one point I had actually picked you guys to beat LS, and it was a pretty close game, I think, for all intents and purposes. LS went on to undefeated season, and play in the Division II Super Bowl. They lost to King Philip. But it was a great year for Sean in football as he was named the Daily News All-Star, one of 32 kids selected for the Daily News. Very tough, tight group of kids to get a part of and be a part of. So congrats to Sean on a great football season. You even had a touchdown this year, right?
Yeah.
And I think a couple of field goal kick blocks. Yeah, so more than a couple. So moving over to swimming in the fall. Mike Foley, you're the coach of the Framingham girls swim team. Before this past fall, you guys have won, I think, 13 straight Bay State Conference titles to go along with three sectionals in 5 years. You had a little bit of down season this past fall, but what's your experience been like on the whole at Framingham High with the girls swim team?
You know, coaching there, it's a special group. It's a little different from Wayland. I teach at Framingham High, so I'm in – see all my athletes in the hallways and interact with their teachers much more. So it's very special and unique, and I really enjoy and fortunate to be able to do that. And this year, you know, it was a great year. I had a phenomenal group of girls, a great group of senior talented young ladies. You know, and they say, you know, it's not always measured by your wins and losses. You know, we had a remarkable season and improved a ton. Just ran into some stiff competition, and you know, we just didn't have all the pieces we quite needed this year. But I had a blast. The coaches had a lot of fun, and we had a really great group of girls to work with, and excited for next year. You know, I got to get through Wayland first, but we'll be back on Framingham soon.
Yeah, it's tough to go back and forth for you for swimming. I'm sure you know, keeping the focus year round on Framingham, but also Wayland. Getting a little time off in the spring. Do you get any time off?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Get that golf game going. Coach Foles, like I said, if anyone I know, and probably anyone I'll ever know, you have seen the most swimming and probably know the most about swimming, even though you claim to know nothing about lacrosse and other sports. Swimming is definitely your forte. So in all your years of watching, coaching, officiating, swimming, who maybe the best or is the best swimmer you've ever seen?
Well, I was very fortunate at Weston, even going back to the early 70s, that we had some really great swimmers. But there's probably two that stand out. One was Eric Nielsen, who graduated in 05. There are 9 individual events in swimming, and one of them is diving, and the other one is breaststroke. Those were the two events that he didn't make All-American in. So he was a 7-time individual event All-American, and he swam on 3 All-American relays. And he went on to have a great career at Northwestern. And during that same era, Eliza Butts, who went down, swam, had a great career at University of North Carolina. Still holds a couple of state records. And I don't want to shortchange anybody, but those are probably the two that stand out. It was really tough to put them all together. I guess I was really blessed just to have so many great kids. And to me, the real payback is to see how well they're doing in their professional lives and their family lives.
Professional life for sure. We see you very active on LinkedIn, so very nice to see you there. I know a lot of my friends enjoy seeing you pop up on our timelines. Mike, instead of, you know, we're playing a little microphone roulette here, but I want to ask you the same question. You know, you've coached swimming now for how many years?
It's my 18th year, I think, at Wayland.
So that's 18 years if you can't hear him. So that's a lot of time at the pool as well. So maybe who's the best swimmer you've seen in your 18 years?
Well, I know he won't want to hear it, but it's I would have to say it's this guy sitting next to me. And again, you know, we've been blessed with the coaches over at Wayland, and we had these Pierce girls come through who are phenomenal swimmers themselves, and you know, row and crew, and went to Olympic trials and swimming in college and stuff. But Sean is just a whole nother level right now. And I think what's more impressive, you alluded to his football career, you know, that 3 days before the swim season each year, he's out on the football field and, you know, doing what he can against our alma mater, Weston. But then he hops in the pool and, you know, 2 months later, everyone's like, where'd that guy come from? What club teams he swim for? And he doesn't. He just hops in the pool and swims. He's an unbelievable talent. And, you know, he does things. He's a great sprinter, obviously. But he's got some big goals. He scored very high in the longest distance race at sectionals a couple of years ago, which is generally an event you see the kids that swim year-round go in. And the fact that he even qualifies to go to a postseason event in that event, he's so talented and a remarkable leader on the pool deck and a great person to have around. So he's got the whole package to go along with the talent in the pool as well.
High praise for you there, Sean, and I'm sure you live up to all of it, especially on the football field and in the swimming pool. Let's take one more break here, and we'll get away from swimming for a little bit in our last segment here at Castle's Corner.
This is Castle's Corner.
Now, Coach Foles, I would be remiss not to let you or make you say this. So I'm going to let you recite the saying that from freshman health to my senior year banquet as a baseball player that you have said, and I will never forget it. So can you give it to the rest of the audience?
Well, I heard this a long time ago, I think back when I was at Kent State, and I've kind of adapted it a little bit. But I think I really tried to instill in the kids, whether it was just the students at Weston or in particular the athletes, there's a lot of temptations out there, probably even more so for the kids today. But I always used to try to leave them at the end of practice or many times at the end of a health class weekend coming up. If you want to soar with the eagles during the day, you can't be running with the donkeys at night.
One more time for everybody.
If you want to soar with the eagles during the day, you can't be running with the donkeys at night.
Now, Sean, I really hope you heard that. Senior year, like you said, a lot of temptations. Make sure you finish out strong there at Whalen Swimming. Speaking of maybe soaring during the day, Mike, you were soaring on a bicycle throughout the streets, the mean streets of Framingham as a kid. I hear you had a paper route, and you weren't too far away from our new office here in Speen Street. Now, when you're done with your paper route, we really appreciate you delivering the Metro West Daily News at the time. I think it was the Middlesex Daily News. Where did you go, and why did you go there?
I grew up right down the road and used to run home after school, fifth grade, and stack of newspapers waiting and deliver them throughout our neighborhood. I think there was 25 or 30 houses, you know, around a couple blocks. And once a week, we'd collect everyone's fee for the paper, and they'd tip us a little bit, and then I would shoot down through the church parking lot right down to Pizza Wagon and pick up a couple slices. They had some video games there, Galaga, and they had this wrestling game, and there went my tips. And you know, Papa Foles would say, "All right, you know, what do you got to put in the bank?" And I just kind of look at him, and you know, no cell phones obviously, and so he's trying to chase me down, and I'd be hiding down at Pizza Wagon, eating pizza slices all the time.
Pizza Wagon, I can already attest, and if this isn't a good plug for a hopeful partnership down the road with the Metro West and Pizza Wagon, I don't know what is, but they have some good food there. And Sean, you're one happy customer on a regular basis. You are a Whalen High senior, but a Framingham native, as your mom teaches in the Whalen public school system. So what's your go-to food of choice at Pizza Wagon, and tell listeners why?
It's an easy choice. It's easily the buffalo chicken calzone.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the best calzone I've ever had by far, especially after a nice hard swim practice. Me and the swimmers go down there. I showed pretty much all my Whalen friends the roots, the good stuff. And those guys just know how to chef it up. They use their own pita bread in the calzone. That's what makes it so good. It's amazing.
They took good care of you and the football team, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They have helped donate to the football team as well. And, they're great guys down there, but they're unmatched in their calzone making.
Well, I think it's fitting that we end this with the calzone talk. I could go on forever with my former athletic director, Pete Foley, here, as well as Whalen Swings and Framingham swimming coach, Pete Foley, and Whalen senior, Sean Devlin. But we're cut this short because no one likes to toss a mic around like a hot potato for too long. But I really appreciate Framingham's finest here coming in for Castle's Corner. And so the three of you, thanks for coming in, and good luck for the rest of the swim season, whether you're officiating or swimming or coaching.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Always see
you're the best. I got to get you to put that down on paper, Foles. Anyway, I want to thank my producer as well, Caitlin Kelleher, for all her work behind the scenes here on Castle's Corner. You can also follow me on Twitter at TommyCastle44, and you can follow Metro West on Twitter and Instagram, both at Metro West Sports. You can subscribe to Castle's Corner podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you subscribe to podcasts, while also checking in every Wednesday for a new Castles Corner. Thanks again for joining me here on Castles Corner Podcast. Until next time, I'm Tommy Castle, and thanks for checking in.